Star 94.1, and we welcome Bernadette Stanis. Bernadette, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
Just fine, and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
You are a December baby, huh?
Yes, I am.
Wow. You know, I was born in December, too. Mine is the 27th.
Oh, you yeah. too, a Capricorn.
Capricorn, yeah. Now, the question I'm going to ask you, I wonder, does this happen to you? It happened to me after about, I got about 15 years old. I used to get a birthday present and a Christmas present, but after 15, I only got one present. Did that happen to you?
Yeah, it happened to me too. My mother said that I was her Christmas present.
Okay. See, we get cheated on a present, you know?
Yes, we do. That's why, you know, I'm glad I'm in Miami celebrating my Christmas birthday.
Oh, wow. I envy you. In Miami, beautiful weather, celebrating the Christmas
yes.
birthday.
Wow. They're giving me a surprise party tonight.
Wow. One question. Bernadette, yes. If they're giving you a surprise party, how do you know?
Because, you know, the only surprise I have is that I don't quite know where it is.
Oh, okay. You have done a number of things, but most people know you as Thelma in Good Times.
Right.
Right. And we'll talk about that later, but you are an author.
Yes, I am.
The book, is it Situations 101?
Yes, relationships, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Wow. What made you decide to write a book like that?
You know, I've traveled a lot across the country doing the shows, the plays, and stuff like that. And I meet a lot of interesting people. And, you know, one thing we get into is basically talking about man-woman thing, you know, relationships, right? And I've noticed that there are a lot of relationships these days that are going through a lot of difficult things. You know, and I said, you know, maybe if I could just write some of the things I've heard and known and maybe I can bring them to the forefront and bring them out, we can have discussions about them and maybe they can disappear.
Okay.
That's
again,
I was saying, okay. Maybe we can heal, you know,
right.
some of these issues that we have. And so I just decided to write some of these things down. And, you know, of course, you have girlfriends that call you all times in the night asking you the same questions over and over and over. You know, girl, I did this. What you think is going to, you know, stuff like that. And you give them advice, and they still continue to do the same things. So I told this one friend, I said, let me tell you something. This is what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to write down these things, and I want you to put it on your refrigerator, okay? She said, okay, and stop calling me at 3 o'clock in the morning. And so I started to write, and I ended up writing a book.
Great.
Yeah.
How can one avoid getting into a bad relationship?
Well, you know, you never know. Sometimes people can trick you. We know that, you know, be someone at first that they're really not. But the moment you sense any kind of condemnation, you know, like something that's, someone is making you feel less than who you are, any kind of slight insult and meanness towards you, you have to watch that. Because even if they say they're joking, a lot of serious issues are said in jokes, you know what I mean? So be careful with that. But I think that anyone who has anything, meanness towards you or something like that, that's the first thing you should watch. Because that goes into other things.
You mentioned your book talks about the good, the bad, the ugly. We're talking about some pitfalls of a relationship. When a woman is in an abusive relationship, what do you tell her to get out of that relationship when it seems like she keeps on running back to that same relationship or either finding men doing the same thing to her?
Well, you know, when a situation like that, if a person has been abused, first of all, they have a lot of fear inside, and then they feel like they're what they do and say doesn't really count because they're being beat down, no self-esteem. So right there, you're going to have a problem with them, and you're going to have a problem with trying to tell them to get out of the relationship because already they're weakened, and then they're afraid. They had a lot of fear in relationships like that. So what I would tell a woman like that, if she's getting beat and stuff like that, if she has to get somewhere where she can be safe if she feels her life is being threatened. And if she doesn't feel her life is being threatened, but she just doesn't want to get hit anymore, then she has to find a way to kind of wean herself out of that relationship. Mm-hmm. And it can be difficult,
mm-hmm.
but it is possible.
That's okay. Do you think we have problems with relationships because, as a man, from a man's standpoint, we look at the physical first. We see a beautiful lady, and we know nothing about this lady, but all we know is we see beauty. And then, maybe down the road, we have problems. Maybe we find out she's not really what I was looking for, although she had the beauty.
Right.
Do you think we have problems in relationships because of this?
Not all men. All men a lot of men do look for the beauty. And, of course, you know, they are attracted to beauty. But a lot of men know better, you know, they're already aware of that. But if you happen to get trapped in one of those relationships, yeah, that is a problem. Because a lot of times women can, there are some women that can seduce you to a point where, you know, you can lose, you know, a lot of stability within yourself, you know. And you fall for a lot of the things that she's going for, or she's saying to you, or the way she treats you. And she can be abusive, too, in her ways. So I'm saying men can get trapped in that beauty thing, sex thing, whatever, you know, especially if he's not used to that anyway.
Our guest is Bernadette Stanis. She has a book. It's called
It's called Situations 101, Relationships, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And you can get it at my website.
Okay.
What's
your website?
ThelmaOfGoodTimes.com.
Okay, ThelmaOfGoodTimes.com. Selma, let me ask you another thing. You're my relationship coach right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you believe
it? I love it.
I have Thelma of Good Times as my relationship coach. Okay, I'm in a relationship. Okay, I'm having financial problems in this relationship. Can that turn a person off? Can you start fighting and arguing because of financial problems in a relationship?
You know, it's really interesting because I found that, you know, listening to certain situations, finances are very important. And I'm going to say that because, first of all, people have, each individual has a relationship with money, as well as they have a relationship with the other person. And what I'm saying is that you have to have a relationship with your money and how you feel about your money and how you feel about giving your money into this relationship. And some people are forced to give all of their money into relationships, and they don't want, and they're not allowed to keep any for themselves. And some are very selfish and keep it all for themselves and don't want to give much to the relationship. So I would say yes. I would say finances have a lot to do with how we conduct our relationships and if our relationships are going to succeed or fail.